All right, a good talk. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Dalid. The Shmak is Sif. Tonight we hope to finish the Sif and hopefully finish maybe Tazov and Tazayin as well. Okay, let's just go over quickly the Machaba on Sif Yud Dalid. Oviv Oimaloi Ashkeni Maim Vimoy Mers Ashkeni Maim. You have a steer. The father wants a drink and the mother wants a drink. What do you do? Menik imoy v'isik b'kvayt aviv. You put aside the kvayt imoy and you isik b'kvayt aviv. V'mhimu kureshes, but if she's divorced, the aviv, sen shneim shavim ulezimem sheyir tzayaktim. When she's married, enochnami klapi the ben, the mitzvah on the ben, side to the father, side to the mother is equal. But hayyoyz, the mother's chayev is b'kvayt baila. At the imcha chayavim b'chvayt avicha, memelo we defer and we do chvayt av instead of chvayt em. But if they're divorced, so memelo then they're shavim and then reizem em sheyir tzayaktim. Okay, we discussed last week a lot of raid. Tonight will be a little more raid, but we have to really move on. We can't stay on the sif forever. But let's take apart the sif a little bit more. The beginning says, "Aviv imol ashkeni ma'im v'imo imer ashkeni ma'im menich imo v'esek b'kvayt aviv." You're supposed to set aside the kvayt imo, and you're supposed to be isek b'kvayt aviv. What happens if you can be mekayim it b'vasachas? Like the Gemara's case. The Gemara had a case that when they were divorced, he was told, Rabbi Yeshua told the Ben Almana, that what you should do is you should take the Mayim B'Sefel, you should put it in a basin, and just put it in front of the parents, and let them take B'Vazakas, and Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Vazakas. So that's when they're divorced, because you don't want to be marked in one to the other, which we're going to see later, Miyat Hashem, this evening. But in the Reisha, when the father has Kedima, because Atav Imcha Chayav B'Chvayt Avicha, must you be Makdim the father? Or could you also do Bavazakas? If you have the ability to do Bavazakas, is there a Maila to do Bavazakas? Or there's no Maila B'chal? Or it's even also to do Bavazakas? Because that's Kilu Pagi and your father. Your father should have Kedima. Atav Imcha Chayav B'Chvayt Avicha. So maybe you give it to your father first. So the Chubis Meshav Dvorim and Kuflam and Ches, he names on that in the Reisha, it's usted to do bavazakas. You have to be makdim the father. Because if you're not makdim the father, then is a etvas of a pekiya in the father's covet. Why? He's not equal with the mother. She's mukuyavis in his covet. So he has to come first. If you don't give him first, if you give him bavazakas, there's a problem.
You're going to be telling your mom this, how you're going to understand
good. Maybe. There is a makleikas achrayim, if it means that there's no covet at all, or just as a kedima. I'm not convinced. I'm telling you that, but I hear where you're headed. However, the Sefer Amusil recounts, he's a kadmin, 400 or 500 years ago, he names on for pashtis, not like that. That even in the reisha, if you have the ability to do it bevazakas, you could do it bevazakas. Love that, you have to, but you could do it bevazakas. It's just telling you that if you can't do bevazakas, then you give it to the father first. You could do either one, lafuka de sefer, which we'll see. But in the reisha, avadi, you could give to the father bevazakas. If you want, you could give it bevazakas as well. The truth is, I know, but you're equating the father to someone else. So it's like me and Makila, a pegia. Right, but all right. There's a Chuvis Hard Tzvi in Yaredeya, which means you have to or you could. Which means that you can't do bavazakas. You're not allowed. All right, that's not like the Mikael. It's fine. The Chuvis Hard Tzvi also names on that you could do bavazakas mitzad this halacha. Just he has a different problem. Eino isim mitzvahs kavilas kavilas. So memeila, if you're going to do bavazakas, you're being isim mitzvahs kavilas kavilas. You're doing kibud av and kibud aim in one shot. You're trying to patter up both mitzvahs in one shot. So it should be a problem of eino isim mitzvahs kavilas kavilas. At the end of the day, he comes out that he's masking that it's not a problem. Eino isim mitzvahs kavilas kavilas. I don't want to get into it. It's a mitzvahs kavilas kavilas dikadin. But at the end of the day, he allows you. Yes, you could do bavazakas. See, now you have not just say famusa, but halacha ma'aser tisa pesach frank. Or you could do bavazakas. All right, that's mitzad that. That's the ratio. What happens if, this is a shayla, what happens if the father's tzivui, if you became the father's tzivui, you're going to be goyim tzar to your mother? I'll give you a practical example. It's the winter now, your father's cold, so he tells Tata to raise the steam. You know, your mother doesn't appreciate that the steam should be raised, because she's already halaching from how hot it is in the house. Well, forget, it's in the summer, and your father wants the air conditioner stronger. He says, do me a favor, lower the thermostat. And your mother's freezing. She says, no, I don't want the thermostat lowered. So now you have not just a stirah, but you have that the miloy of the bakosh of your father, the kiwi of your father, is going to cause tzar to your mother. One case. I'll give you another case. This case is brought down in the Akhraidim. Your father tells you he needs the keys from, let's say, he needs mommy's keys from the mommy's keys to the car. Well, he needs something from mommy. Do me a favor, call mommy. So he goes to the bedroom. She's sleeping. What should he do? Father says, I need the keys. I need to ask mommy something, so call her, please. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to wake up my mother. I don't want to wake up my mother. It causes a time. Should you be mekayim the mitzvah kibirav or not? It means it's a mitzvah kibirav, this din kedima, that you makdim the father over the mother, because atavim kakayim mekavir avicha, is that applicable even if it's going to cause tzar to the mother?
What's tzar coming from here?
So it could be a lack of covenant, it could be year or two. Exactly.
What happens if you have a covenant against covenant, the father can make year or two?
We discussed last week. So we said, yeah, that the father still overrides. Everything overrides. You're asking very good. So, Lani is deity. I mean, there's one Akron. I had to go, I don't know what he's exactly saying, but I just take it apart. I think it's poshit that it's totally first on the father himself. Does the father have a right to wake up your mother for this bakasha? Can he wake up your mother because he needs the keys? If it's the opposite, to wake up the father, no, that you can't do. That you can't do, because the kadima, the father's kibbutz, it comes before the mother's kibbutz. But, excellent. But if the father is asking to wake up the mother, does the father have a right to wake up the mother for that? Let's say father wants the air conditioner higher. Does he have the right? Can he? Can he make the air conditioner stronger, even though it's being mitzvah the mother or not? So if he would have the right to do it, then l'chayr yomuchiv to be makdim kvayt av, and that will come first. And like we discussed last week, kvayt av comes before even moira aim. So l'chayr you would have a chiv to wake up. You have a chiv to lower the air conditioner. Whatever other inyan. Your father wants you to dress a certain way and your mother doesn't. Your father wants you to say, oh, father wants you to grow... Was it called the payas? The crucial payas, and your mother doesn't. Yeah. Whatever your father wants, she has kedima. It's embarrassing your mother. Lemaisa is if your father has the right to do it, and as he's mitzavit, this brings him covered. Then you should be mechuyev to do it, even though it causes your mother tzar. If your father doesn't have a right to do it, then avad if sheitzach, then you shouldn't be doing it. Avad. All right. I don't know, I didn't answer that shayla. I left you hanging. That the male is sire and a male, but also the father has to be Muhammad, his wife too. Yeah, all right, I don't know. Did the Chuvis Divri Malkiel and Chelik Beis Kuflam Ezayin Oisei, he nems on that a parent cannot be mitzvah a child to do something that's causing tzar to another parent. He knows that it doesn't work. And the Meila, he says that what we discussed last week, if a parent wants a child to say Kaddish, Lakamei Vezrim, and the other parent is still alive, and the other parent is Nifka, let's say the father is alive, and the father feels tzar, he feels like, you know, he's scared that the kid's saying Kaddish, who knows, it means he's going, whatever it is, and he feels bad about it, he holds that B'chai, you don't have to listen to the tzivoy of the mother, B'chai, because that tzivoy is karech and that tzivoy, tzar to the father, it's not just a din kedima, it's causing tzar to the father. That what?
Good,
and the Konami, good, and it's good. We'll see, hopefully, maybe tonight a little bit more on that. Good, but that idea, that's what he was discussing. He also, you can't give a tzivi. Now, happens to be, he was talking about where they were in this garshu type of a situation where the mother's no longer chai b'chvayt aviv. But still, he's coming on with a chiddush that you can't have such a tziva. And that, l'chari, is not true. And the achronim see now like that. All the achronim who dan kaddish, the Birkei Yosef, Lehedya holds, he's mitzadeh, the kaddish is like nizgashu. Once one is nifta, like we discussed last week, it's like nizgashu. And he knows and he acknowledges it's caused tzar to the other parent. And he still says, Ezer sheyetzayakdam. Avadi, you can do whatever you want. Apparently, there's no such thing. The Dimakir went on a limb to Milchadish something. There's no such thing. If a parent asks you to do something, and he has a right for it, then he has a right, even though it causes the other parent's iron. The kid could do it, even though it causes the other parent's iron. He is Mekayim HaMitzvah, even though it causes the other parent's iron. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi Yisrael. There was a Maisa. A Shaila went to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kishmak a Shaila. It's brought in a Piska Tshuva of Yosef Katan Yud. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Sanachez, has it like this. There was a Tzavar from the father and a Tzavar from the mother. And the two Tzavais were saying to each other what to do. So now the Ben stuck what to do. No, they were not divorced, but they're both Niftan. And they're no longer married. They're in the Yana. In the Eilam Emes. They both have a Tzavah, and the Tzavah is on one Nakuda were conflicting or contradiction one to another, so he's stuck. What does he do? However, the Tzavah of the father, to be Mekayim the Tzavah of the father, you would have to spend money. And the halacha is, Kibud is Mishalav loy Mishal Ben. So we already learned in Sefei that you're not mechuyev to do Kibud Av if it's going to cost you money. Only Mishalav. So here you have. What the Av is asking me to do, I'm not mechuyev to do, because it cost me. What the mother is asking me to do doesn't cost me. So really, if it's strict halach, I'm faced with a kibud shel aim without a kibud shel av. So the shayl
is it mishalav? If it's kibud for av and mishalav, then it's no difference.
Right, no, but we're talking about it required the son's money, and the son's not mechuyev.
So then, if the kibud that is mechuyev to do for the av is mishalav, money.
Then if the father would have money, then he would have to do with the father and then the Kanami. We're talking about where that's not the case. The case is that it would require the son's money, and a yois, I'm not mekuyev to spend money on that kibud. Good, Rikvi Ega, excellent. Rikvi Ega danced that once he's nifta, even if he left over in the state, some of the father's money. Very. So what's the shayla? So the that's Rikvi Ega shayla. The basis is the yukum. I don't want to go into it right now. Maybe a different time, but let's say he didn't leave off any money. Make it simple. It cost the son money to do. So the halakha is kibud mishalav lo mishal ben. The son is not mechuyev to do kibud av, only kibud aim. So Memela, the shoyel who was a Talmud Chacham, said, Abazai, it should come out that since they're soisa, and for the father, you don't have to do it, right? So it should come out that even if the son wants to do the father's tzavah, he should not be doing the father's tzavah. Even though we had a halacha by Nizgashu, Leizah Shayir Tziyaktim, he could do anyone he wants. But here, where you're not mechuyev to do the father's tzavah, because it costs the son money, so you really only have one mitzvah in front of you, the kibud aim. So mainly you're mechuyev to do kibud aim, and you're not allowed to do kibud av.
So he means the kibud av is kibud, and the kibud av is kibud.
Just
kibud,
not
kibud. Kiyumis, you mean once I give up the money, then it'll be kiyumis. Okay, fine. So that's what the shul held. Zakru Kivega, and he argues. Rikivega says not like that. Rikivega says like this. The din is that kibud is mitaka mishalav, not mishal ben. But if the son wants to give the matana away, he wants to give the father matana, now he's mechuyev to do that kibud av. So, once the son gives away the matana, once the son is mevata on his money, he doesn't mind spending his money for his kfeir av, so now he's mechuyev and kibud av. So if he's willing to be mevata, now he'll have both mitzvahs in front of him, and now leizah shayir tziyaktim, and now he could do the father's mitzvah if he wants to. He says it's not like the mitzvah doesn't exist. The mitzvah is around, just I don't have to do it for my money, but to the extent I'm willing to make my money his money, I'm willing to be mavata my money, memele lezeh sheyir tzayaktim. I say time to drink kivega. Comes along the Chazanish, in Yeridei Kuf Mem Tezvav, it's also in Ebenezer, Kuf Mem Ches, Chazanish argues, or is mefakfek, actually he argues, mefakfek, he's mayor, he says, what's the cheshvan? Why it wouldn't be b'yosha to do then kibud av and walk away from kibud aim? See, if you would do kibbut eim and not do kibbut av in that case, you're great. You did the mitzvah kibbut eim, and you weren't pegay in any mitzvah kibbut av, because kibbut av is mitzvah lav, lav mitzvah ben. But if you choose, even if kibbut eim is right in the schedule, but if you choose to do kibbut av, not kibbut eim, then kum tois at the end of the day, you ended up messing up kibbut eim. It's true, you mekayim kibbut av. And let's say you had a right to mekayim kibbut av, like Ricky Vega. But at the end of the day, you just blew kibbut eim. So why should you put yourself in the position to blow one mitzvah to do another mitzvah if you could do kibbut eim without blowing kibbut av? Right? Why should you do something that lemais is going to give you a strike against you if you could do the other thing that you had no strikes against you? Why not? That's the Chazon Ish says. So Chazon Ish says, very good. So Chazon Ish says that he thinks that B'chai Gavno, when you do the Kibbut Av, you weren't over Kibbut Eim B'chlam. Because Hayoyis the mother's mitzvot, Chayev is B'chvay Baila. So mainly not M'chui for Kibbut Eim. So at the end of the day, you Makayim the mitzvah that was L'fanecha, Kibbut Av, without Kibbut Eim. And you weren't over Kibbut Eim, because she is also mitzvah in Kvay Baila. It means, as if, one second, let me just finish. As if the Chazon Ish Nemdon, like that side of the Achrayim, that when your father and mother both are mitzvah you, and hayoyis atavim kachayvim kveiravicha, as if kibbut eim doesn't exist. And that's not pashat at all. And many Achrayim hold not like that. Arai is not like that. That avadu the kibbut eim does exist. Now of us, we have a precedence. You have the preference you have to give to your father. Because his covet is higher than your mother's covet, not mitzad you, but mitzad your mother, because your mother has to defer to his covet. So avada kibbut eim is b'mkoyim munachas. Just you have to be maktim kibbut av. So b'chai gavno, then the chazon ish kasha back shred. I put myself in a position to blow kibbut eim to do kibbut av. That's one shayla. Second shayla, if you look in Rikiv Ege's tshuva, the mashmais of the tshuva is b'chlama like the chazon ish. What do I mean? The mashmais of the tshuva is that we're talking about even if we give the din of gerushin to parents who are nifta. Remember, we discussed last week an amon and alman. One's nifta, are they considered? Is she still considered his wife? That she's mechuyev is mechvay baila. That you'll have the din to be makdim the father to the mother because atav imcha chayev mechvay baila. Rikiv Ege goes back and forth on it, and he says, but you should know in this case. He goes back to the shoyel and he says, this case for sure he has the right to be mavat on his money in mekayim kibbut av. Means he's saying this even on the tzad that they no longer have a din of married and she's no longer mechuyev in kvay baila. And normally the halakha will be lezer shir to yakdim, and the shoyel didn't like that because you better do kibbut eim and not do kibbut av since he's not mitzvah. And then that Rikiv Ege takes issue. No, you have a right to do kibbut av because you have a right to be mavat on your money. So he's talking about even in a case where she's no longer mechuyev is b'chvay baila, and he still said that. So zecher shred the chazon ish's kasha. Why should you put yourself in the position of being mekayim kibbut av on the cheshbon of kibbut eim if you can do kibbut eim without blowing kibbut av? That's one kasha. He is blowing kibbut eim. If both parents told you to do something and they're married and you mocked them kibbut av because dosh deitan alaka, so you're an oinus klapi kibbut eim. The maisa, you blew it, but you're an oinus, fine. But here, bet kibbut, who asked you to be mavata on your money to do kibbut av and cause yourself to blow kibbut eim? Do kibbut eim like this, you're not blowing kibbut av. Another kasha, a starker kasha, is the Yad Elio in Psok and Mem in his Agah. He says he doesn't understand Rikiv Ege. Rikiv Ege has a tushtel, he doesn't like the tushtel b'chlal, but his words like this. He says, Bishloima, in a normal case, it's true, the mitzvah kibbut av is still around. And if you want to be mevata in your money, you have a right to mevata in your money, and if you do, you take mekayim and mitzvah kibbut av. But here, where the mother told you, lehed yefakert, it's as if the mother is telling you, this also, do not be mevater on your money and do kibbut av. Because the mother would like you to do her wishes. And the mother would like you not to buy the car. I don't know. And your father wants you to buy the car. And you have to spend money to buy the car. So the mother is telling you, don't spend the money and be mevat in order to buy this car or whatever it is. So that's also niklal in her tzavah. She wants you to be mechabed her, and it's niklal. That means do not be mevat. Hayoyis calls man, you want mevat, you don't have a chiv to do kibbut av, it's only rishos. So he says, it's just as if the mother's telling you not to do it, dvar rishos. The father's, you have a dvar rishos in front of you. The mother's saying, don't do it. Don't be mevating your money to put yourself in a position that you'll have kibbut av and do kibbut av. That's good.
Sorry?
in Negeya and Michaim. Oh, even Michaim, 100%. Even Michaim, that's right. It's Negeya if the father wants you to spend your money. Correct. Correct. It'll be the same thing. That means that it's only reshus to you, avadu. If you mavat in your money, now you'll have a kibbutz. But that's good for piggy in the mother's covet. The mother's telling you not to do that. That's good for you being over in the mother's covet by being mavat. That's one child he has. Then he looks at it totally different altogether. He says, what's the issa to be over when your father and mother instruct you to do something? We've discussed this many times. Hopefully at the end of the simple we'll get there. I keep on saying that. But like, where does it say they have to keep what your father mother says anyway? It says Mabisha, Manila, Machisa, we have all the things, but it doesn't say anywhere you have to listen. So he says the reason why you have to listen to your parent is because if you don't listen to your parent, it's like a bazillion in this covet. You're being over, you're not being Shamea Kolvari, you're being Mavaza his covet. So he says that's the whole reason why you have to listen to when your parent asks you to do something. We're not talking about the etzim thing itself is a covet to your parent. When the etzim thing is not a covet to your parent, but your parent's asking you to do it anyway, so it's only because if you don't do it, you're being Mavaza Kvoida. So Kum Dois, he says that when your mother asks you to do something, and your father asks you, and your father requires chasar and kiss, and you're not mechuyev to do it. So if you don't do your kveid av in that case, are you being mevazek kveid avicha? B'chol not. Your father understands. I mean, Eilu Memes, he understands why you're not doing it. Because you don't have to spend your own money. So if you don't listen to him, you're not being mevazek his koyel. You're not being oivet dvaray. But shenken, not to listen to your mother, you're being mevazek your mother. So avadish, you listen to your mother, not your father.
Why is it considered after death, them telling you is considered the same thing as covered when they're alive? You said that's covered altogether.
Okay, so we're going to discuss at the end of the sermon. We'll get there. I want to bring another.
You say after you're dead, isn't there a qualitative difference? If I'm alive and I tell you to do something, so assuming that is kibbutz, who cares? But after if the person is dead and he's commanding you, who says that's kibbutz?
Okay, that's the place to discuss it. Even like, we'll try to get there. All right, I want to bring a riot to this. To bolster this chilek of the Yad Elio, maybe slightly different. Now it's like this. We have our halacha in Sif Yud Beis, we discuss that if the father wants, bring him a cup of water, and by doing so, you're going to have to push aside doing a mitzvah. So our halacha is, if the mitzvah is let someone else do that mitzvah, let someone else go to that lavaya, let someone else go to that chasana, and you have to be busy with kveid avicha. We discussed over there, what happens if your father wants you to do something that's going to cause you to be over a nitzah that you could be mamsi, lemoshel, tzitzis. Because when I don't wear a baggage of dal kampus, I'm not mechuyev mitzvah tzitzis. I want to put on a talis. I want to say kabonis with a talis. I want to put on my talis. I mean, father says, I need a cup of coffee. I need a cup of coffee before I daven. Now is the time. So now you're going to delay putting on your talis. Right? So now, right now, are you mechuyev to put on a talis? Not mechuyev to put on a talis. If you're wearing a dalak kafas, you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. But you don't have a chiv right now to wear the talis, the tzitzis, right? So, are you supposed to put on the talis and ignore your father? You're supposed to be mekayim mitzvahs kibbutz. So we said over there, so Pashas brought mashmois to that you should keep the kibbutz and push aside the talis. Because hayes right now, you're not mechuyev in the talis. Right now, you don't have that chiv yet. You have a way to be mamsi that chiv. Because when you want mamsi that chiv yet, so it's like a double rishus. Maybe mitzakumis will put in that classification, but I don't have a chiv to do it. So it's like chomer than a mitzvah shatasai de'achem, which is on you, but someone else could also be makayim that mitzvah that says Allah, you have to be oisik b'kvayit aviv and meniak the mitzvah. So to you have to be oisik b'kvayit aviv and meniak the mitzvah. So now, we know that these halachas sort of are the same. The Indian of, Taisa says, the Indian that is atav avicha chayavim b'chveid shemayim and atav imcha chayavim b'chveid avicha is learned out from the same pasuk Ani Hashem. It's the same Indian that if you have a chiv covered to someone and that person has a chiv covered to the Rebbein Shalom or to someone else, your father, then we defer and we give to the greater source of covered, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the father. So if the halacha over there is that even when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halacha is, you maniach the mitzvah, you isik b'kvayit aviv, even though you could be mamzi the mitzvah tzitzis. So here's the same thing. Right now, I'm not mechuyev in this kibbutz. I could be mamzi this kibbutz by being mevata on my money. Very nice, because when you're not mevata, you don't have this kibbutz chal, because kibbutz is mishalav, but like mishal ben. So memeli, you'd be mechuyev to do mitzvah kibbutz. You can't be Isaac in the mitzvah of Kvod Aviv. You have no right to be mamzi that mitzvah because that's in the cheshbon of Kibirei in this case. Yet just like by Kvod Shemayim, you have no right to be Isaac in the mitzvah of Talis on the cheshbon of Kibirav. Here too, you have no right to be Isaac in the mitzvah of Kibirav on the cheshbon of Kibirei. You have no right because right now it's a rishus. It's still a rishus. Unless you be mechalik. I hope there's a double punch, but unless you mechalik that over there talking about where you're doing a cover to your father versus a mitzvah, which is something else. Now, shaking here, where the mitzvah kibravim is beside the one mitzvah, it's the same mitzvah, so maybe it gets, you know, wiggle out that I have a right to be mumps in my kibirav, to be doich my kibirain, because it's a nicer, the exact same mitzvah. I don't hear it so stark. I hear it's like the Yad Elio, not like Rikki Vega. You need a teretz for Rikki Vega. This is different. Here, it's only Rishus, Kozman, you weren't mevatin your money. All right. The end of the Mechaba says, Uleizim mehem sheyir tzayaktim. If the parents are divorced, the halacha is, Uleizim mehem sheyir tzayaktim, you could do to whoever you want. Now, the Gemara, like we discussed last week, doesn't say that. The Gemara says, the Jew says, take a sefel shomayim and put it in front of them, v'vasachas. And the Rishonim say Lahedi, Rabbi Yerucham, and the Ramah, and the Riyaz, and the Meiri, all the Rishonim that discuss this say Lahedi, that you have to do Bevazachas. You can't give anyone you want, because everyone you're being makdim to, you're blowing the other mitzvah. You're going to be makdim your father, you just blew kibirem. You makdim the mother, you just blew kibirav. So Ben Yerucham says it's also to be makdim echel bechaveri. You must give a bevazachas to them both. And when they're divorced, and the shneim shavim, you have no right to give either of them first. You got to give bevazachas. Oh, if you can't. Okay, we'll discuss. Well, the Beis Yosef comes along, and the Beis Yosef brings his Rabbeinu Yerucham, and he says that the Lashon Rashi is not mashma like this. Doesn't tell you what exactly he's medayik in Lashon Rashi. From Rashi's mashma, le'ezi shayir tiyaktam. It's up to you. You could choose whoever you want. Mamela, the Mechaba, it's going on the hills of the Beis Yosef, the Mechaba paskins, le'ezi mem shayir tiyaktam. Well, comes along Yamshur Shlomo, and he argues, and I'm sure it's brought down in Piskei Tshuva of Kotnyan Beis, he says he doesn't see any deek in Rashi that indicates, not like these Rishonim. Where do you see in Rashi that Rashi's mashma, Lezer Sheyetze Yaktam, maybe Rashi's also mashma, that you have to give a Bevazakas? Mainly argues with the Beis Yosef, not only that, he brings a right from the Torah as well. The Torah's lashon is, Shneim Shavim Lechabdam Zeh Kozeh. He says if it will be that you can be makdim one to the other, then you're not, then that's not Shneim Shavim, not being Mechabdam Zeh Kozeh, you're doing one before the other. There has to be that you have to do Bevazakas. So you have to order Rishonim, and a Yamshur Shlomo who argues with the Beis Yosef's quote unquote Mashmais in Rashi, Gevaldik. And the Beis Yosef, when Mamish went on, comes along Machava straight with his Mashmais of this Rashi. Well, I don't know if he had the other Rishonim, he only had this Rabbeinu Yerucham. Fine. I just want to be medayik from the Gemara, from these Rishonim into Santa Cheshbon. The Gemara says that you should put a Sefel Shamayim in front of them to be Magaina Mitzvah Bevazakas. Which means that the Gemara didn't tell you to fill up two cases of water and put both cases and place them in front of Bevazakas. But I thought it wasn't shy for you to do that. Otherwise, Havada, giving them in a cup is much more covetic than giving them in a basin. Give them an individual. Thompson, maybe, I don't know. He says, maybe I don't know if that works over here because it's out covered. If they see that you're doing a bevazaka, then you're not being begay one and the other, even though copy Shemayim knows that you will mark them one to the other. I don't know if that's a problem. Basically, but I said it was a basin. Put up like a basin of water in front of them and let them take themselves. So Vice Toys, it wasn't shy to put down two glasses in front of him, which means what really happened was that the Gemara is a chiddush. The Gemara is telling you that instead of doing a better form of kibud, that is, giving them in a glass, an individual glass, and they're ready to drink, in order not to be back them one to the other and be bagay in the other, which you now let her do, kushneim shavim, do a inferior form of kibud, give them in a tzafel and let them serve themselves, but at least you weren't makdim echad l'chaveira. That's what comes out in the Gemara. I didn't see anyone's medayik this, but that's what you're coming. It means it's not stam the rishonim I'm being medayik from the Gemara. You know, it's a nice thing to dip of azakas. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua is telling you a chiddush that this is what you should do, because doing anything more than that will be pagay in the sheni, and you have to do bevazakas. Not like the Beis's interpretation of the Gemara. It would be enough, but it's not the best form. The best form is hashkeni mind. So look, right? So you know, here's the pitcher of water and take yourself. Well, you brought it from the well, you know. So he did 99% of the way. But you know, just like when I put a cup in front of them, you know, they don't open up their mouth and I guzzle it down, right? So I did levels, but that's what they're expecting, right? But when I put it in a cup in front of them, it's not as light as actually giving them an individual cup. So look, that's what should come out. All right. La halacha, how do we paskin? Halacha is frightening. We paskin is you look in the levush, in the mudei arazim, in the aruch hashulchan, and then kama v'kama paiskim and tshuvis, they just follow the mechaber. Le'ezer sheyitzer yachtem. Just straight. As if not being aware that there's a problem here. I don't know if they had all the Rishonim facing this. But it should come out that if you have haskamas, all the Rishonim that we have, kulam kechad amru, that it has to be bevasakas. And the only exception to the rule is a Beis Yosef's mashmoyis in a Rashi that the Yamshar Shlomo says doesn't exist. So you don't even have that. At the end of the day, what are you left with? And beprat that the mashmoyis of the Gemara is mashmoy has to be bevazakas. He told him to put it in a tefillin, which was bevazakas. As they said, the Ein Yankiv on the Ein Yankiv, he's medayik this, or Yoshev is medayik this, that the Lashon of the Gemara is mashmoy bevazakas, like those who reach on him. What I'm saying is zikim mashmoy like that in the Gemara. Because Rabbi Yeshua is telling the Ben Amana to do an inferior form of kavod kidei to get bevazakas. It's zikim that the Gemara is dafka to be bevazakas. So at least lechayer should come out that if you have the ability to do bevazakas, you should zikha try to do bevazakas, because you're not even losing the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef just lays the shear to yaktim. Havad, you could do bevazakas as well. So if you have the ability to do bevazakas, Havad, you should do bevazakas. Ram doesn't say this. No. He leaves it out. They have a kasha why he leaves out the whole Gemara. Leaves it out. Good. So that's lechayer word that should come out. That because the mechaber is a Beis Yosef. Mechaber passing like the himself. Yeah. All right. Now, what happens if you can't be mechaber them ke'echod? You can't do it. What are you going to do then? If you have the ability to mechaber ke'echod, avadi to mechaber ke'echod, like to sheni avachi to mechaber ke'echod. What happens if you can't be mechaber them ke'echod? It's not shaykh in two different places, like your example, whatever it is. You can't do it. So, inyan that they're asking is not shaykh to mechaber them ke'echod. Only bezeach hazeh. So the Rav Yoshev in Haaretz in Kedushin Lamed Aleph says that even Rabbeinu Yeruchim would be moida, they should do bezach hazeh uleize sheyir tzayaktam. Because what's the alternative? You can say that since I'm now allowed to be makdim one to the other because I'm pegay with the other, so therefore what, don't do any? So then you can pegay them both. So the better of the two evils is chach do both bezach hazeh than doing nothing, even though you're going to be pegay in the other. I said, Dr. Rabbi Yoshev. You're right, so you're being pegay in both. Both of them want to drink, and you're ignoring both of them. That's the biggest pegay you could do. No one have dinus, both will have dinus. All right. However, the Meiri says, not like Rabbi Yoshua Lechayer, the Meiri says that when it's not shaykh to do bevasakas, then it should be makdim es hamizdamin val yavor ala mitzvahs. You're not allowed to be ma'aveh ala mitzvahs. So whichever mitzvah comes in front of you first, whichever is closer, that means no. We're going to get to that soon. That's not his mashmoy. So whichever is mizdamin in front of you. Now that they both ask, they both have. But let's say your father's closer than your mother, then you should do your father before your mother. If your mother's closer than your father, then you should do your mother. Because if you're not, if you pass over your mother, you're being ma'aveh ala mitzvahs. So whichever one is mizdamin for you first. As you're walking in Kaim Mitzvah. No, but as you're walking in Kaim Hekshem Mitzvah, you're doing it to get the water to your father. Like the Gemara calls it Hekshem Mitzvah Maran Yevamis, by Taisis. So you're getting there, Beseida, but you shouldn't be Oivala Mitzvah. So, Ezen Memch Sheyetzah Yaktiv not in Chaykav, because you have to be whichever one is Mizdamin first. What happens if it's something that is not Mizdamin Tchila? Lamashal. Let's say when someone has divorced parents, there's always an issue, Yamam Tavim. Shabbos. Who are you coming to for Shabbos? Going to your father, going to your mother. Yamtiv, where are you going? Lo Seder. We want you by the Seder. The father wants by the Seder. The mother wants by the Seder. What do you do now? So, it's not whichever one is dominant. This one lives in New York and this one lives in Ohio. Unless you go to Ohio through New York. I mean, you're passing your father's house. But if not, so that's it. So you gotta... So it's, what do you do then? So l'chay, in that case, yeah, then I'd be married to Rabbi Yosha. In that case, it's lezimim shiyitzi yaktim. But if I'd be sure, try as much as possible to be might pekiyah. Whatever you could do, alternate Shabbos and alternate Yom Tov in the first days, the last days. This year the Seder is by you, next year the Seder is by the other parent. Try to be might in the pekiyah as much as possible. The Divrei Makil.
Mother asks for both. The mother asks for me and the father.
Bring
me
and have a drink. Right. So look, you have a. So look, it's the same thing. If your mother and father are married, you should give to your father first. What? Oh, if they're not married? Oh, if they're not married, and now she's asking to do both in what they order. That she. Well, right now it's either she it's a yaktim. So if the mother asked, yeah, but if the mother asked for the father too, and when you give your father, you're being mekayim the tzivui of your mother with the kibbutz of your father, and if you give to your mother, you're mekayim the mer of your mother with the kibbutz of your father. It's chayyim to be vayta leizah sheyet ziyaktem, and it should be if you can do bevazakas. If you can't, I mean, the chayyim should come out the same thing.
The marrying of the father asks the mother, she
has to come. Now come on, what? Why?
The marrying the father asks the mother.
The mother, the father asks the mother to pass the drink. Good.
And the mother asks the father to do what the father wants.
It's the same thing. Look, you should give the father first. Okay, you should give the father first. All right. Comes along a Divrei Makil and Chelek Beis over there in Kuflam Azayin at the beginning, and Ois Aleph, he's Mechadish, a Blitz Chiddish. And he says that this whole sugya of Shneim Shavim, this whole din, is only if they simultaneously requested a drink. But whoever asked first, Dava Pashad, he says, you have to be Makdam, the first and who asked first. Lani is Daiti, I do not understand it. He says, because are you talking, the second person going to ask you to do something to be over on the midst of the first person? It's as if the second person is asking you to do an Avera. Now let us do an Avera. So when the second person asks you to bring me a drink and not the other spouse, so to speak, because you can't do both, so come to the second parent is asking you to be over an Avera and not to be in kind of mitzvah. That's Mutal Alecha. That's a Chiddush of the Divrei Makil. Correct. So Pasha has to be to a mangarach. That's right. I'm not the Khajan. Right. Like the different Makil. Yeah. The only thing is. You're only an Isaac if you attack Isaac. If you weren't Isaac yet, let's say, coming for me for the rest of your life, coming for me for Yontif. You're ready on the way a month before Yontif. Tati doesn't want you now. He only wants you Yontif. So you're not being Isaac B'mitzah yet. Then I can hear, if you're ready being Isaac B'mitzah, so you have a Patur, maybe Isaac B'mitzah, we discussed it, we touched on it in your days if you have that Patur. But that's not what the Divrei Makil is saying. And the Divrei Makil is a blitz. L'chayra, once the second parent wants that, and it's a right, she has a right to want it, she needs that drink. So now both kibbutz are mutal lefanecha. Even if she doesn't ask you, you have a mitzvah kibbutz to give her a drink if you know she wants a drink. Both mitzvahs are mutal lefanecha, so who cares who asked it first? And it's mavu like this. First, it's timus hagemara, this timus hamechaba. It's the only mamish in this one in a billion efshel letamtim case that they both ask simultaneously. It's like kol shavim. It's an extreme. And all the achrenim are mavu, not like that. All the achrenim we discussed last week, where the parent is mitzvah the kid to say Kaddish Lachamev Ezrim, and then the parent is Nifta, and then the surviving parent is Makbin and says, don't say Kaddish. Which TV happened first? Obviously, the one who asked for Kaddish. And nevertheless, all the Karim say, Lezer Shehir, it's a Yaktim, it's a Sugiv Gerushin. What's going on? No one says this Divri Makiel. To Laloka Lechayr, it's not like the Divri Makiel. I saw a Heintiker who thought that the Divri Makiel is good for the Miri, and I don't think so. That's not what the Miri is saying. The Miri is saying what was Mizdaman Tchil, not which one was asked first. Mizdaman Tchil, not to be Yava Alamitzes. This is a whole different verb. All right. No, if the father asks, you already finished. You got that. If the father, mother, but Vazaka says, 1, 2, 3, they both ask the kids, okay, give me a cup of water.
Right. Like it's,
you weren't, that's what it is, you weren't doing it yet. The father asked, and then the mother asked. Why weren't you doing it yet? The father is, and a second later the mother is. So I didn't do it yet. So, all right. Well, no, not in that case. He was talking about a case of Gerishin. When the Gerishin lets it here to Yaktim, he says, whoever has first comes in. Then maybe, no, Kibirab will be Koydim, because Ata Vimka, Kayim Koydavik, if they're still married. But, alright, fine. What happens if you have stiridik tzvuyim that you can't? It's iyef shalakayim shneim even bezachaze. That won't even work then. So the truvus mishpat ayuzil and kelik beis yerdei alamet vav beis. There he takazes leizah sheir tzayaktem. If it's not shayek to do it even bezachaze, then leizah sheir tzayaktem. However, if Rabbi, remember last week we discussed the truvus givus pinkas. That's from the aflah. And the Chazanish, that they say, depending on the stira, if it's a stira, the father is to come to him and the mother is to come to her, and you can't do both, it's, then the Zayza Shia Tziyakim. If the father is to do something and the mother is to something that is not to do what your father is, so once Bekunva say, once Beshev Altasa, they say Shev Altasa Odev. Why be Mekayim one parent and be Oiv the other parent Bekunva say, if you could Shev Altasa and be Mekayim one parent and only be Oiv the other parent Beshev Altasa? Shev Altasa is better than Kunva say. To be Kaigam, you should better do the parent as he is to do Beshev Altasa. Alright, Rabbi, so let's move on. I want to still cap Tazvov and Tezayin tonight. Alright. Amalei Oviv. Lava al Divrei Teira. The father asked to be over al Divrei Teira. Bein mitzvah say, bein mitzvah loy saseh, v'afilu mitzvah shal divreim loy yishma loy. Your father asks you to do something. He's asking to be even something, a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah loy saseh. Even a mitzvah shal divreim, you have no right to listen to your father. The Gemara's mavur that this is talking about, not that the father had you ask you, do not be mekayim mitzvah. The father was asking you to be mechabedim, bring me my aveda, bring me my chavit, and it's in the basic verse, and you're a kohen, and you can't go into the basic verse. Or the father on Shabbat says, I would love something hot, you know, cook me up something. I want a nice hot piece of meat. Bashuli, shchaitli, you know, let's do these malachas on Shabbos. He's not directly asking to be over Shabbos, he just wants a hot piece of food. The only way you can get it is by shechting or cooking on Shabbos. So it involves, in order to be a kind of kibbutz, it involves to be over Nisa. Even the Chai Gavna, where your father's focusing on kibbutz, and it's an echte kibbutz, means just stam say, don't be mekayim a mitzvah. We discussed 1,000 times already, who said that's a mitzvah kibbutz to listen to your father just because he instructed you altogether. It's not partial. But he was telling you, the father asks you to do be mechabedim, bring him some food, bring him his chayfis. He wants something. Nevertheless, if it involves being over Nisa, lo yishman, you're not supposed to listen to the father. And this is even if the poskim say, even if the father's a sheigig, or an oimim mutta, he thinks he's allowed to go into a beis akvaris, he thinks it's mutta with the mice that he's asking you to do. He's asking you ways to get him the nuts out of the raisins, and he thinks that doesn't involve Issa Boira, and you know that it doesn't involve Issa Boira. Still, same aloka. Even if your father doesn't know that you have to be, even the Issa to be Mekayim Mitzvah B'chlal. He asks you something. He didn't know that you don't have cooked meat. He thinks that you already have a nice hot piece of meat on the blech. He doesn't realize you don't. And it will involve you having to cook the meat. He doesn't even know that it involves a bechal. He asks you, just bring me a hot piece of meat. Nevertheless, the halacha is, you have to ignore your father's tzivoy and be mekayim the dvar Hashem. Sorry? The person said, I thought you should try to let him understand why you're not being fulfilling his covenant to remind the begir, whatever you can. But be'etzim, even if you can't do that, the halacha is you listen to the Dvar Hashem. Now we discussed in Sif Yud Beis that's only by a mitzvah she'ef shalasis ayidei acherim. So then you have to keep the Dvar Hashem. But if it's a mitzvah she'ef shalasis ayidei acherim, Allah is maniach the mitzvah. The yasek bekvayd avicha. Let someone else do the mitzvah. Let someone else go to the chasana, to the Beis Avil, to the parlor meeting, whatever it is, and you go and you makayim the mitzvah kibbutz. The Piskir Yaz in the first parak of Kedushin, Halakha Ches Aisyu, it's put down in the Paiskim Shir Knesset Deila, Shote Gibayim. He says like this: what happens if your father is being mechavin lezalzel b'mitzvahs? It's not a mitzvah she'eshu la'aseh yedei acherim. It's a chasana. Someone else could go to the chasana. There are 300 people going to that chasana. You don't have to be the 301 person to go to that chasana. Plenty of people are being mesameh chasam v'kalo. And your father doesn't need you. But your father thinks it's absurd. Mamish absurd. It's crazy. People are being mesameh chasam v'kalo. So he tells you, don't go to the chasana, not because he needs something. He's telling you, don't go because he doesn't want the mitzvah kibbutz. The mitzvah of Simchas Chasam HaKala to take place. His whole tzivui is predicated on this. He's coming to go against the Dvar Hashem. So that even though it's a mitzvah she'ef shalasas ayidei acherim, what normally you maniach the mitzvah and you do kveid aviv, so like the Piskei Riyos, b'chayei gavno, you're supposed to explain to your father that you're supposed to give him teichocha, that this is going connected to Torah. If your father understands kavaldik, if he doesn't understand, he's still supposed to do the mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah she'ef shalasas ayidei acherim, and b'mnei kveid aviv. Why? The lashon is she'ein adam chayiv al kveid aviv v'imoy elo lasis ritzein koinoi. And if in his tzivui is nichlal a pigin ratzon Hashem, that's his. It's not like he's asking. If he's asking you, he needs help tonight. He wants you. He's lonely. He wants you to spend time with him. He needs help getting into his pajamas, taking a bath. For sure, you have to go help your father and not do the mitzvah because the mitzvah shall say deachem. But if his whole objective it is to be over on the Dvar Hashem, sorry. Then if he wants to keep it, then yeah, I'll then keep it, Shabbai. But if his whole din is doing it to be even on Kveit Shemayim, that's not keep it av. Keep it av is when you're doing return koini, not when it's going connect. He says, it's only Ba'isa Maisa Amcha. Now, in Sif Yud Ches Mitzvah, we're going to learn that the Machlekes Rishonim, if a father is a Rasha Chulila, is there still a Kibbut Aveim on a Rasha? Machaber passes that there is kibbutz, like the Raman, there is kibbutz aveim in the Rosh. Not like the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim say, no, that's menkul loisar, and there's no kibbutz av. But I feel in the Shitas HaRambam that there is a din kibbutz aveim on a Rosh. Lachir over here, he'll be moida. Because he's talking about where the guy is a person, is a Rosh, is Machal Shabbos, Mefehesi, whatever, he's Tam a Rosh. But what he's asking you now, he's talking once covered, he needs Malcheo, Malbisha, he needs that. Majekin, what he's asking, the thing that he's asking, Gufa is Orishas, Gufa is Oiva Kvay Shemayim. That's what the Piskei Yad is saying. Ain't other Kaimak Kvay Ravi me Alalasis Ritzain Kainai. If this is not Ritzain Kainai, if this Tiva is this Bakosh not Ritzain Kainai, then you don't have a Chiva Kibirav and Aim in the first place. And I say it's Mashma, and the truth is Knesset Yecheskel, the end of Simon Laman Hey. That this is not. This is not such as others say something that in Bichai Gavni is a Rosh Alay Sedova. I mean, that this goes like that. Stam, this is not Kibbutz Aveim. Kibbutz Aveim is last with Tzain Koinai. Now when it's going connected with Tzain Koinai. What happens?
The father asks for what they're married. And the father says, no, don't bring your mother what.
So we discussed it last week. We discussed it last week. I have a lot to move on. Give me time, Rabbi Zayn. All right, tzitzis. What would be like we discussed before if your father tells you not to put on talis because he needs a coffee before shachris? So don't come late to davening, whatever it is. I need a coffee now. So l'chayra, we discussed before that Hayois, you don't have a chiva talis yet, because you don't have a chiva, you weren't wearing the dala kanfis yet, so you don't have a chiva tzitzis yet. So maybe chai gavna, it's only rishus. Memeli should be mekayim kibbutz and not be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. What happens if the whole kavan of your father is kidei that you shouldn't put on tzitzis? He doesn't need it, but he just doesn't want you to be in a matzah, to be mamzi yourself a chiva mitzvah tzitzis. So then the halacha is like the riyaz. Then the halacha is like riyaz, because b'chai gavna, this is again, what his bakosh is being over retained koine. I saw in the Mishpat HaAveda, that's Rav Gross, he brings in Simon Rei Samach Vav, and Ois Tes, Bira Halacha, Ois Tes, I think, he brings down from his Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, mamish this thing. He doesn't teach all the piskariyos, but he says if the father's asking you not to put on tzitzis, not to be mamsi yourself a mitzvah, then you can ignore your father. Because not to every the father we're talking about that he wants something, he wants you to mechabed him. So it's a mitzvah shav shalas zadei achayim, or it's a bechlal, it's only a rishus. Now you don't even have the chiv yet because you're not wearing the talis yet. So avadi mekayim keep it up. But if the whole objective is to be over on retain koine, then you could put it away. What happens if the father's bakash involves a suffik aveira? It's not a vade aveira. It's only going to be a suffik aveira. So the place can say, even b'chai gavna, they have riots, even b'chai gavna, you're supposed to not listen to your father and not put yourself at risk to be even aveira. Here, the mechaber says, even mitzvah jabai, when a suffik in their own, look, maybe that's the rabban's mutter, I don't know. If so, no. Okay, yeah, that goes into a shayla. Now, we're talking about the Rabbonin. Zafilu mitzvah shal devrayim. Where does it come from? It's not a Gemara. This is a Rambam. The Olam, which is where the Rambam got it from, the guy brings a Mamish Vav's Rayis, Tanad Be'elio, his Medroshim Rayis, that's Mash, even a mitzvah shal devrayim. The Beisaisis and the Chumas Adachim say the reason is because even a mitzvah de Rabbonin is Leisosor, and is also Kvayit Shemayim, and Ayos Ata, the Avicha, Chayevim Bechleir Amokim, so Mela, you have to listen to Kvayit Shemayim. What happens if what you're trying to do is not a mitzvah? It's not even a mitzvah to Rabbanan. It's an inyan. It's a chumrah. It's a midas chasidus. So there the poskim say that avadi have to be kaima mitzvahs kibirav. The marshal. What's if a father tells you, like the case we discussed last week, not to say Kaddish? Don't say Kaddish. The mother said to say Kaddish, and the father says not to say Kaddish. Now, Kaddish is a gewalda gazak, so her mama, she said this, then we got the medrashim on it, you say this, gewalda, you say this. But it's not even a chiv, the rabbanan. It's a minik, it's an inyan, gewalda, inyan. So the paiskim handle this, I'm sure Shlomo and the Beki Yosef, they handle this, that this, Hayes is not even a mitzvah to rabbanan, it's only an inyan, could be, you have to listen to your father. He's not telling you even a mitzvah to rabbanan. We had this week that it's a different problem, because the mother said fakert, and Shiloh who to be makdin. But beside it, why don't you just throw out the whole TV of your father altogether, because he's telling him not to say Kaddish? So it is, because he has a right, it's only an inyan. They say, oh, I'm going to get to it, 1 second.
They say specifically about Kaddish, because Kaddish, you know, it's a minute.
They say on the page, look over here, the quote Beis Yosef, yeah, specifically by Kaddish. They say in the Arizal, used to be makpid to do tfilis, and he, even though he was sick, he used to do tfilis anyway, even though it hurt him, it made him sicker. Nevertheless, he used to be tevil, until his mother told him not to be tevil. When his mother told him not to be tevil, he stopped being tevil. Because the mother, it was Mitzaya the mother was afraid for her child that he's getting sicker because of going to these tefillahs, and it's only Gevaldike Indian. So Mamela, it's only an Indian, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a chiv, so Kibirim came first. They talk about a lot of other core stories. The kid wants to have tanesim, and the father and mother are worried about the kid's health and tells the kid not to have tanesim. So it says, you're not allowed to be misana. You only can be misana those tainis chayva that the rabbanan. But if it's not a tainis chayva, you have no right to add extra tanis because it's only an inyan, it's only a chumrah.
Only to cover for that. Only if the inyan is mechadid.
Right, correct. When we get to right. All these type of things. Now, if their whole objective is to undermine your chassidus, to undermine your chumris. So yitachin, I don't have a right this, but yitachin, it goes into the piskarios. Means they're not doing it for their own covet, they're doing it only to go against Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is if you're able to take on those chumris, not a chiv, not a key, but tizinik kadeshim tiyo, they're inyonim to shtayik, to have an aliyah rukhdias, and if he's going, the parent is going against that head on, only l'shem that. So then, parent says, why are you busy with chalav Yisrael for? Rav Moshe holds its mutter. Okay, that's nice. It's a shayla, it's a good, it's only drabon, it's not drabon, it's good, and all that. But there's an Indian, if you want to be makbid on the Indian, if the whole reason why is because they don't want you to be makbid on the Indian, so you're talking, you have a right to push away. But keep in mind, this whole thing, to listen to a parent, it doesn't give them any direct cover, is altogether, you know, not clear in the poskim if it's a mitzvah bechlal, if it's a mitzvah darbon, if it's a derais al tzmoir, or says a dvar. So you have that also, that bechlal, we might not have anything here. Sorry?
They eat in their house.
Make you eat in their house? Kolav stam? I'm fakir.
Oh. I'm not good enough to use, I'm not kosher enough to use.
Oh, then. then I then I don't know. Then you have to know how wide you're willing to rely on the Tshuva's Ramash. Gabrox. Okay, only thing is when it comes to a minig, this is already a problem. If it's a minig, if it's your own minig, then you could be matan yaneda. But if it's a minig that you have from your parent, the halacha is now even matan yaneda. So now it's already a neder. Now it's more than just an inin in a minute. Now it's a neder. If you have this inin to have chayis kol Yisrael from your father, the only thing is, okay, going into a whole nother sugya, but good. Whenever we can establish that it's a minig, it turns into a neder, you can't be over right there.
What is the father of the son of Chayis kol Yisrael? He makes a head of Dama, he makes a hack of the possible. What do you do like me, my lord? What is...
I don't know. Why? Because he holds that's right. And halakha is now let me say says tvarav, but for you to do something that you feel is, I don't know, I hear the shayla. Alright, this halakha of lo yishma loy, we discussed this a chat, I want to go into it a little bit more. This ending of a lo yishma loy, where's it learned out from? It's learned out from the Gemara, like I said. It says, Ish imay vavav tiroi v'eschapseisei timoyer, v'eschapseisei tishmeri ani Hashem, kuchem chayavim b'chvaydi, at v'avicha chayavim b'chvayda mitzvah b'chvayda mokan. It's learned out from a pasuk. Ani Hashem. The achrenim have a chakira. When the father tells you to do something, and in order to do that kibbutz, you're going to have to be over naver or be mavat on mitzvah to do it. With halacha is that you're supposed to do the mitzvah and not do kibbutz. Is it pshat that Ani Hashem is mafkia the mitzvah kibbutz and there's no mitzvah kibbutz at all? It's gone. Because after the vikan chayim b'chvei ramakim, as if your father doesn't want it, he doesn't need this coffee. He tells you he's chalishing for God. He doesn't need the coffee because he's being over. In order for you to be kind of coffee, you have to be over something. You have to be mavat on mitzvah. No, so then you don't. It's a pshat. It's afkon the mitzvah. Well, the mitzvah is there. Davad, you have there's a din kibbutz. Navas, there's just a kedima. There's a preference to do chvei ramakim because chvei ramakim is lemal mechvei ravika. Because after the vikan chayim b'chvei ramakim. What's the nafkamina? Zot Rabbi Chanan, the nafkamina. Many achrayim. The nafkamina is what happens if the person was over and did keep it up instead? He didn't do the mitzvah, he did keep it up. Was he chotch being mekayim the mitzvah keep it up b'aveira? Or he doesn't even have a mitzvah keep it up at all? Because Ani Hashem is mafkia the whole mitzvah v'chla. That's the shah. Zakr B'chanan brings a raya from our, in Kevitz Ares, the beginning of Simen Yudchaz, brings a raya from our halacha, state in our halacha, that I feel a mitzvah shel devrayim. He's supposed to ignore your father and do the mitzvah shel devrayim. He says, "Bishloim if it's afka." So b'chai gav, there's no mitzvah kibbutz. But if it's only a preference that other mitzvahs take precedent over, have a kedima to your father kibbutz, because the mitzvahs of amakum kveid amakum is more chashuv than kveid av. So that would be good if it's a mitzvah deraisa. But how is it shayek that a mitzvah derabbanan could be more chashuv, more important than a mitzvah deraisa of kibbutz? It's not shayek. So it's not shayek to say it's just a din kedima. It has to be afka. It has to be that the Torah is telling you, but mokum mitzvah, there's no kibbutz at all. I say it's Dr. Rabbi Chana. Just the Gemara says. The Gemara says because mitzvah kibbutz is only hechsher mitzvah. That's why we don't learn out the kolat erikula. But the shayla is the mitzvah derabbanan and lechay shirat. Teretz is it's afkar. This is like Rabbi Chanan. And who holds like Rabbi Chanan? The Aruch Laner and Yevam is Heyam and Beis. And the Tshuvas Chalkas Yankiv and Chelik Beis Yerdei Kuflam and Beis. It's Gimel Vedalit goes with the sheet and Namzon that the Chiddush Akra Ani Hashem tells you it's afka on the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah kibbutz. However, the Yenis Elim and the Shura B'Shmul, Yenis Elim and Tzumachav Beis and Shura B'Shmul, Kedushin Samach Aleph, they prove that Avad the mitzvah kibbutz still exists. Prove from a Lashon Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda, the Perek Yud Aleph of Halacha Yotah, says, if your father tells you not to be Meshav and Aveda, and now you're faced with kibbutz or an aveda. It's a gemara, b'emes. So gemara says, "Avad you meishav d'aveda, you don't listen to your father." So Dr. Rambam, why? Because if what's the lashon of Rambam? Shemkibel may ariv, if you'll listen to your father, nimsa be'eshekim mitzvahsheis shel kibud av, at the time they're being makind of mitzvahsheis shel kibud av, bitel aseh shel hoshev teshivim ve'ova aloysu chalas alim. You're being oivin aseh and aloysu seh of ha'shoves aveda. So therefore, better be meshud aveda rather than do kibud av. But the Lashon Rama's mavua, that even the koim ha'shoves aveda, the Rama spells out, if you do the mitzvah of kibud av, be'eshekim you're being mevat to the other mitzvah. Vice versa, you are being mekayim chotch the mitzvah kibedav. The Zerayah, not like Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Kiveg and Bab Matzia, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, is also mavu like that. Because Rabbi Kiveg says, so when your father tells you to do something, to be oven aveira, and your father knows that in order to do it to be oven aveira, and he wants it bashali b'shabes, he tells you to be oven aveira, Rabbi Kiveg says, your father's a Rasha. And a meila, you don't have a din kibud b'chlal to such a parent, because he goes like those poskim that when your father is a rasha, you don't have a mitzvah. Or like we said before, that chotch, if the tzivoi is a rasha lo yisei dava, you don't have the mitzvah. So b'chai gav, there's no more mitzvahs kibud av, and meila you do the other mitzvah. But vice versa, Rabbi Kiveg, without this cheshbon that your father turned into a rasha, that your father was a shaygek, he didn't know that you needed to cook the piece of meat to get that half piece of meat on Shabbos. The Rabbi Kiveg was. Holds that you are being the kind of mitzvahs kibud av. The only reason why there's no kibud av is because he's a rasha. But down the ochad the rishis, he would have a mitzvahs kibud av, even though it's been kind of a mitzvah. No, that just tells you that you should do the mitzvah first. And then Rabbi Kiveg says, Mamela, if your father brings mitzvah for you, he turns into a rasha. Mamela, you don't have the mitzvah kibud av. So now Rabbi said, we're back, shver, we have a stira. Mitzad echod, it's mavun the Rambam that you have the mitzvah kibud av, and mitzad sheni, Rabbi Chanan has eyes in akasha. If the whole din is a dechi, if the mitzvah kibud av is still around, then how is it possible the Rambam's chiddush? Where the Rambam get it? How is it possible that even the mitzvah shel devrayim you should do mitzvah shel devrayim before kibud av? If there's a mitzvah deraisa in front of you of doing kibud av, you should have to do kibud av before the Rambam. Mishal with deraisa, so good mitzvahs amokum. Are more chashiv than mitzvahs kibud av, but mitzvahs derabbanan to be more chashiv. Zechanat. That's Rav Chanan's raya.
Now, what if the father doesn't want to do the mitzvahs derabbanan? He has to do it. So why? How? Do you see this on the father telling me not to do it?
You have a mitzvah derabbanan, and if your father tells you to instead do something else, he's not telling you to not do the mitzvah derabbanan because then it'll be a rosh like Rikivega. He's not doing that. He's telling you to tell, he wants a piece of food right now, and the only way you can get him the piece of food if you even mitzvah derabbanan. So that's a problem here. Mitzad Rechonim's raya lechayche come out at this avka, and we see in the Rambam the achrayim the Rikivega, not like that. That you see, it's not avka. What are you going to do, Rabbi? So We're running out of time. Let me finish here. We'll take Shaila Zietos. So, I would like to suggest another tzad, a third tzad. It means not Afkon, not Afdechi, and I'll explain. And this we can be Miyash of the Shaila. That Ani Hashem says, Kuchum Chayovim Bechvoidi. We hear from there that Be'etzem. Your father's gam ata v'gam avicha chayav mechvoidi. Your father also is mechuyim kveid amakim. Your father also wants the mitzvahs amakim to be mechuyim. So let's just play this out, and you'll see where I'm headed. What happens if you have a father Nebuch who has dementia or stam, very difficult parent, and he asks you to do something, and the second lady asks you to do something else, and the second lady asks you to do a third thing? It is ma'isim b'chayim. It's impossible. You're not Superman. You can't do all three things or both things at once. What do you do? What do you do? So if you can't do both, so you do it, I guess, lazy shir to yaktim. You're stuck. You have to do it, whatever you could do first, and then you go to the next thing. And what happens if it's not shaykh to even do it zachazah? You're stuck. So with the less brayer, you have to choose and pick whichever one to do, because you can't do both. Not to do any is not an eitzah, so you got to do something. So you do whichever one you could. Now, what happens if the second thing he asks you is more wichtig to him than the first thing? First, he asks you, bring him water, and then he asks you bring him his medicine. And he needs his medicine. If we have his medicine, it's over. Yeah, and it's sakana sefach, whatever it is. Right? He asks you two things, and the second thing he asks you is more important than the first thing. It's more necessary for him than the first thing. What should you do? Bava Pashat, you should do the second thing. You can't do both. You have to choose one. So you choose the better form, the better thing you could do. Now, and what happens in that case when you're supposed to do the second thing, you didn't. You only did the first thing. Then what happens? So when you brought in the cup of water, so you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah Kibirah? I'm not even Mekayim Kibirah Kibirah. He told you that too. He needs that too. So now, let's apply now to this halacha. Your father asked you to be Oiva Nis. He wants you to be Bashali. Give me back that chayfetz and the sinning in the Beis HaKfaris. Whatever it is. He is going to the Rabbanan. He is going to do something and it's a Mitzvah Rabbanan Fakir. Atav Avicha Kayim Bechvedi means that we always defer to the higher form of covet, to the source of covet. So if your father is also mechiv in covet to Hashem, so you defer to the covet of Hashem, which means, because in essence, it's like your father is telling you, besides I want a cup of water, Hashem wants you to be mekayim the mitzvah, and I'm meshubit to the klal Hashem. So memelet kilu, I also want you to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's not mamash tzivit to be mekayim the mitzvah, but that's the word. It means I have to set aside my covet and make it second place to the covet amakum, because ani atav avicha gam kein mekayim beklal amakum. So every time your father asks you to do something, the reason why you do the mitzvah is because it's like your father asked you, but besides your father asking you, you also have to do Kvayna Makam, because your father is also Meshubit to Kvayna Makam. So it's as if he's telling you a second later, but do Kvayna Makam. Don't forget about Kvayna Makam. So now in that case, Avadi do Kvayna Makam, because Kvayna Makam is more Chashav than Kvayna Vicha. But if you're Oivan Kvayna Makam, you do Kvayna Vicha, you're not Mekayim Kvayna Vicha. He never said not to be Mekayim Kibirav. Avadi should still have Kibirav. So Avadi is going to have Kibirav. It's just that he defers to be Kvayra Makam. So Avadi Mekayim the Mitzvah like Mavua in the Rambam. Avadi have the Mitzvah Kibirav. But now, let's apply it to the Rabbanan. Rechon's Kash is not Shre. If he tells you to do something and it's face in the face of a Mitzvah the Rabbanan, it's still Ata Vavika Chayam Kvayra Makam. Mitzvah the Rabbanan is also Kvayra Makam, like the Beis Yisrael Mitzvah Dachan say. It's also Kvayra Makam. So Avadi, you have to defer. Now, the father has to defer to the mitzvah d'rabbanan. The father's mechuyev to tell you, Tatala, besides getting me a drink, I want you to, don't forget about the d'rabbanan. I want you to do the d'rabbanan. So memela, you have to do the d'rabbanan before your father, because that takes precedence. It's a higher form of covet. But if you end up doing your father's kibur, avadim l'kayim ha-mitzvah. The Gilyon HaShas and Yevam HaZavav, who also has the chakira, he just has a different nuance why he makes it out that Anan Sahadi, that your father would zichen not want you to listen to him b'mkoyim the mitzvah. I don't know if I have the Anan Sahadi, if the father knows when he still wants it. Okay, but Odaitai, Peseida, he has a nafkamina, Tazanta nafkamina. I'll leave you with this, Rabbi. I know I'm over time and I didn't get to Tazayin. But he has a nafkamina. What happens if your father is asking you to do something that you already made a nether, al das rabim, that you now live be matir, unless b'mkoyim mitzvah? So, do you have the mitzvah kibirav that allows you to be matir the nether? Or do you say that you don't have the mitzvah kibirav and merely bound to the nether, so now it'll be matir the nether? So he says, totally on the shayla. If it's afkod, there's no mitzvah kibirav, so that you have the nether, you don't have a mitzvah, now it'll be matir the nether. If you don't have the mitzvah kibirav, if you do have the mitzvah kibirav, then you have the mitzvah. So if you have the mitzvah, then you're allowed to be matir the nether, and when you matir the nether, and you do the mitzvah kibirav. And he brings a raya from the Tashbats, I think it was the Tashbats, he brings a raya, Chelik Beis, that the Tashbats is muvu b'chai gavna, that you keep the nether and you don't do kibirav, because b'mokum nether there's no kibirav. As I said, so immediately you see that there's like a form of afka going on. That's how the Gilyon HaShas says it. By me, I'm not clear how that works in Lumdis, because the Maisa, I was going to talk about a different case. See if you can be miyasha the two cases. I'm leaving you with this. Is if your father wants you to do something before Shachris. The halach is in Ella be Isaac and anything before Shachris. You're not supposed to. Except for a Dvar Mitzvah. If you have a Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to be Isaac before Shachris. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. And your father asks you to do something before Shachris. Do you listen to your father or not? The Paiskim say, many Paiskim say, you do listen to your father. Because once your father is Mitzvah, you have the Mitzvah. And you're allowed to do a Mitzvah before Shachris. L'chayro, I'm not sure how that stems with the Tashbat. If your father is asking you to do something that you're not allowed to do, so Mamela, then you don't have the Mitzvah Kibirav. So then you have no right to do the Mitzvah Kibirav. You should have to go to Shachris. if it's totally on this sugiv avka or not, if that's how the Galyani Hashas learned it, so then we have a problem. How did Tashbat stems with the Ram? The Ram was mavur. It's not avka. The mitzvah kibirav is to be mekoyme. All right, Rabbi, so we're over time. Good talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.